Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Keith over here, broadcasting live from DeVille Square, and I have Brianna Webb in front of me here from Roland Publishing. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about Roland Publishing, because you kind of just got here, didn't you?
Yes, we have just expanded here into Pensacola. The company itself is based out of Tallahassee, and we have been around for about 32 years now, going on 33. And we publish about 20 different publications throughout Northwest Florida.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what brought you to Pensacola?
Well, we just found that we've been in Destin, all those Okaloosa-Walton areas for a while now. And those have been really big for us. And we've really been able to dive into the community there, help everyone out as far as our readership goes and what's happening as far as lifestyle, business, and things like that. And we always loved Pensacola. And we've been here, touched on it a few years, but we really wanted to bring the life here through our publications and really dig into the business and things like that.
Okay, so you have 20 different ones that you said?
Yes.
That's a lot.
Yes.
So are all 20 of them publishing here as well, or are you just doing a select few?
So we have about 4 proprietary publications that we do that are really big for us and we have the most readership on. Our other publications are, we do a lot of work with different hotels on bringing out their magazines mm-hmm. and things like that to put in their rooms and things. But our top 4 are 850 Business Magazine, which you guys may see around. It's getting circulated here pretty good.
Yeah, that just had Studer on the cover,
yes,
didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, you can't miss that one.
And also our Emerald Coast Lifestyle Magazine, who just had Carol Carlin on the cover of Sacred mm-hmm. Heart. And then Northwest Florida Weddings Magazine as well. Our other proprietary publication that won't be here, but a lot of people know it's our grandfather, I like to call it, is our Tallahassee magazine.
Okay. So are these mail distributed, pick them up everywhere, order it? How do you get your hands on them?
Yeah, I guess is what I'm asking. So what makes us different is we are a direct mail publication. So we are going into the homes and into the businesses every other month when the issues come out. So we're bi-monthly. We publish about 6 issues a year. And so Emerald Coast Magazine is going to those homes that make $90,000 or more in total income. And then the Business Magazine is going to the businesses, top businesses and decision makers here in Northwest Florida, as well as the top lobbyists. But what makes us so different is we are not just to those homes and to those businesses. We do what we call extended distribution, where we put these at all the high traffic areas throughout Northwest Florida. We also sell it in bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, places like that. And then we also go a step further and we offer it online, a digital edition to anyone who wants to read it. So we're not just directly to those people. I mean, anyone that wants to pick up the magazine and take a look and learn about lifestyle and business throughout Northwest Florida can do so.
So do I need a subscription to any of them?
If you are getting the direct mail, we actually buy those mailing routes and we are sending those in at no cost to that person. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, it's funny, they'll be like, yeah, I get that. How do I do that?
Yeah. And am I getting a bill?
no bill to you. We're actually finding you. But you can go online and do all that. And we actually have, a lot of our clients and prospects, things like that. They actually want to be, subscribers to get that every month or every other month. So,
and I think I probably know the answer to this question, but what allows you guys to be able to do that?
Well, what allows us to be able to do that is just the fact that we've been around for so long. We're a very trusted source. And then also we just have a huge following that want to read, what we're putting out there as far as editorial and advertising. And so we've gotten a lot of good feedback from all of that. So just kind of being, a name in Northwest Florida as, somebody who is trusted source through publication, that's a really crazy business to be in itself. So I think that is just what allows us.
Are you pulling your hair out?
Yeah. No, it's a little busy, but it's fun. It's fun work.
So if somebody wants to advertise with you, and I'm guessing from what you were saying is you've got a pretty good strategy or ability to sort of target, for lack of a better term, really where you'd like some of your advertisements and sponsors and stuff to go, right?
Yeah. So we do, any advertiser who is looking to expand their footprint or just really, since we're local, but it's hitting, you know, our Emerald Coast magazine hits 24,000 plus every circulation that it does. And that's every other month. And our 850 Business Magazine hits about 18,000 every single time it goes out to print. And so what we really like to tell our prospects, our advertisers who want to advertise with us, you know, if you're looking to expand your footprint, then that's, then we're, you know, the person for you. If mm-hmm. you're looking to just kind of let people in your hometown know, especially Pensacola, I mean, everyone knows everyone here. I love it. And
yeah,
so
it's very tight-knit community.
It
yeah.
is. So if you're just kind of wanting to tell people what you're doing, if you're a new business coming to the area, we are there for any type of business looking to advertise and get their word out there, no matter if it's, you know, you want people from Destin coming to you or right there in your hometown.
So when are your, you said they come out a couple times a year. Do they all follow the same, like, am I going to get five magazines at once or
oh,
do
no.
they kind of
yeah.
off cycle?
Yeah. So we kind of, our Tallahassee magazine, that one comes out. So we do it bi-monthly, of course. And so that one's January, February. That's mm-hmm. one issue, so on and so forth. Our 850 and Emerald Coast magazine come out at the same time. So that's December, January, February, March, so on and so forth. Our once a year publications are all of our business journals. So like you guys got the Escambia County Business Journal here in Pensacola mm-hmm. that we've done. So that comes out once a year, February, March. And then our other annual publication is our Northwest Florida Weddings magazine.
Very neat. So yeah. how do you guys, I want to know where you get all the content, because this is a lot.
Yeah,
you got like this team of snoopers oh, yeah. out there sort of like getting the lowdown
yeah.
on all the
and
good
I'm,
stuff.
I'm one of the snoopers. So what I've done here and what my, you know, other people in my team have done, you know, we have our corporate office is over in Tallahassee. So they're digging up stories from that end, and we have different account executives throughout the Emerald Coast. So the, you know, those account executives over in Destin are when mm-hmm. they meet with clients and they, you know, they're very invested in the community. So they learn about stories that way. And they learn about stories through their clients and, you know, different news stories, things like that.
Sure.
You know, I'm trying to do the same thing here in Pensacola. So everyone I've met here so far, I like to tell them, you know, if you have a person of interest that you're like, this person is Pensacola,
yeah.
you know, or just has an awesome story that you think that everyone needs to know about, we like to get that information. I'll send it to my editor and then he can dig a little further and contact, you know, whoever he needs to contact to get that information.
Right. Get the first blood and
yep.
first born. And, oh, yeah,
yeah.
So if somebody has an, how did they get in touch with you? How do we let you know about interesting people?
Yeah. So what you can do a few things. You can email me. It's bweb, that's B-W-E-B-B at rolandpublishing.com. And you can email me that information. You can give me a call, my phone number, or you could actually go to Roland Publishing website or emeraldcoastmagazine.com or 850businessmagazine.com. And that and kind of go through those outlets to get that information to us.
Very neat. And then and you guys have Facebook page.
We
obviously.
Do.
Yeah.
We have all social media. So if you just go to Facebook, type in Emerald Coast Magazine, type in 850 Magazine. It's all just by the names of the publication.
Oh, very cool. Okay. Yeah. So each one's individual.
Very easy to find. Yeah.
Very neat. So what's next for you guys?
Since we just expanded here into Pensacola as of February, as far as editorial content and mm-hmm. advertising.
You've decided you're going to stay.
Yeah, we have decided we're going to stay. I actually live in Pensacola now mm-hmm. because of this. So I think the next big thing for us is to really just invest ourselves into Pensacola. So I like to tell those people that I meet with too or that inquire with us, you know, if you know any not-for-profit organizations that need support as far as sponsorship, mm-hmm. anything like that, or big events throughout the area, let us know, because we're really invested in the community that we work with. And then, you know, we want to make Pensacola part of that footprint. So
sure.
We're actually going to sponsor a few things coming up, hopefully going to sponsor the Water Boys Art Festival that's coming up. And then we actually have a huge event going on right now that I also wanted to let people in Pensacola know about. It's called our Emerald Coast Top Salon. And that's going to be in Destin this Friday. And tickets are available to buy for that on
our
website. Okay,
so what is that?
So that's like...
I can picture this like reality TV show yeah. and, you know, sabotaging yeah. going on.
It's actually a really cool event. I actually went to my first one. It's been going on for years now. It's a huge thing. It brings in a lot. All the profit made from the event goes to a charity. So it's a really cool thing for the community to get involved in, to really support.
It's like everybody goes to get a haircut at the same time.
Well, okay. So how it works is We have nominations from different salons throughout the Emerald Coast. And so we have some in Navarre, some in Destin, and then, you know, have one in Pensacola and things like that. Mm-hmm. So those salons, if they would like to compete after they get nominated, we pick about 10 salons, 9 to 10. And then it's kind of just a process. They pick a model. Mm-hmm. So anyone they may know, and then a charity as well. And they make over the model completely. And then we have like a huge runway show and drinks, food, and it's just like a huge party. But it's really just to gather the community, mm-hmm. and then kind of do something fun at the same time and support a charity. So that's going to be Friday in Destin. And then people are welcome to come to that. But we invite the whole community out. So
where is it in Destin?
It's going to be in Destin at the Grand.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So if you haven't been to the Grand or Harbor Walk or all that, yeah. that's just a destination in itself, let alone what's going on. So.
It's
going
to be awesome.
So that should be fun. Well, very neat. So you're here for a while, and you were in Tallahassee before this?
Yes. Yeah, so,
right?
Yes. Yeah, so what happened is we have been thinking about expanding to Pensacola.
I like the beach. I need some water. Tallahassee's too far away from the shore. Yeah.
And we have found, what's crazy is we have found a lot of Tallahassee residents, when they want to go on vacation, they're not going like out of state. They're coming to Pensacola, sure. or they're going to Destin. So we just thought that Pensacola is going to be just a great place for us to be, especially with all the innovation that's been going on here mm-hmm. in the past 5 years. So we just, you know, we really wanted to be a part of it. And we have, you know, a few people that we've done business with here before as far as clients go and advertising and editorial content. So we wanted to really just, we were like, Pensacola is like a great story in itself. Let's just go there and let's
invest. It's a hidden treasure,
isn't it? Oh, it is. And so it's awesome.
So what are personally some of the stories that you, I guess, really enjoy reading, but also want to see now that you've been here for a little while and you've sort of, you really saturated because I've seen you at some of the networking things and all that stuff. So I know you're knee deep in who we are and what we do here. But what are some of the things that you want to see get into the magazines?
Well, what I've seen that's huge here is obviously the history. That's just the biggest part of Pensacola and what makes it Pensacola.
Right.
And so I think that is one of the things that I really want to dig in as far as editorial content personally, because, you know, I grew up in Chipley. It's not far away from Pensacola. And, you know that Pensacola's got some history to it, but you don't know the depth.
Until you get here.
Until you get here and you're here and you're hearing about it and you're with the people and the businesses. So that's one thing that I definitely want to, you know, I think that we should touch on, and we plan to with our editorial content as far as Pensacola goes. But another thing is the entrepreneurship here. It's insane. I mean, all the young professionals here, the millennials who are really, I feel like Pensacola, I haven't seen it much, you know, in Destin or in Tallahassee. Yep. Yes, in Tallahassee, because it is, you know, Tallahassee.
And you got all the universities there too. So they kind of help kickstart some of that stuff.
Yeah, but Pensacola is just, I went to Intercon and it was just amazing. And it's cool to see that people my age are really becoming what they're becoming.
Sure.
Cool.
We're all unemployable. So we have to make our own.
Exactly.
So, well, very cool. Well, let's tell them again where they can get in touch with you, and mm-hmm. then the website. And so we can make sure we can see if we can't get you some story flow.
Yeah. So you can go to any of our publication websites and go through that outlet. It's emeraldcoastmagazine.com, a50businessmagazine.com. And then Northwest Florida Weddings Magazine.net, Roland Publishing as well. You can find that. We have our own website for the company. And then also you can reach me by email. It's bweb@rolandpublishing.com, and it's a Gmail. Or my phone number, 850-260-9287. So I'm available. You know, if I don't get back to you right away, it's because I'm digging into Pensacola as hard as I can. So.
Yeah.
I'm pretty quick
and
with email.
She's surfing on the beach. This is why we're unemployable. It's sunny outside. We're going to play.
So, yeah, just contact me by phone or email, and we can get something set up. Or if you want to learn more, I'll be happy to talk to you.
There's one other thing, too, because it was typed in the website as you were talking. The services that Roland Publishing does, are you guys capable of making magazines for anyone that wants their own? Because you said like stuff for the hotels and all that.
Mm-hmm. So we do like subcontracting, I guess you would say.
Sure.
They come to us with, you know, Wyndham, we do their magazine, and then Resort Quest and stuff like that. So we're able to do that through our company. Now personal, you know, editor or personal magazines and publications, I'm not really aware of anything that we do like that, but we have been around for so long. So we've been able to reach out, you know, and get those contracts from other people to help them out.
And you guys have in-house teams that do all that. I mean, I can see a publication concept, creative and design, writing an editorial, which I can't do to begin with. So somebody definitely has to do that for me.
Yeah. So what happens is we actually have a creative team in-house, and we have sales and advertising, all that. Anything you can think of as far as publications go and what needs to make a magazine happen, we have that in-house. So a lot of the people that we deal with as far as clients and what if they're wanting to advertise, if they're like, hey, I want to advertise, but where do I even start with an ad and how to design? We can do that all for you. And it's always included in the price when you're dealing with us. So it's a cool feature we have.
Okay. So this question always baffles me when I talk to people that do sort of the magazines and publications and stuff. So I know everybody advertises with you.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you guys advertise?
You just let the magazine
do it? Yeah. Okay. I didn't know if there was like this coalition or secret group of magazine or publishing advertisers that only advertise the publishers.
Well, we advertise ourselves just by being so invested in the community. Yeah. I mean, through our sponsorships, we do a lot of trade that way. So we, you know, for instance, a lot of the art here, like the Pensacola Museum of Art, we do trade advertising with them. So they're able to put us on their brochure or things like that. So that's kind of how if we're in a new area, that's how we market ourselves.
Sure.
But most of it is, you know, a sales executive like me being so invested in the community, going to those networking events, getting sponsorship events to sponsor and things like that. So, and a lot of times I know a lot of people will see me out and you know, they're starting to recognize my face with the magazine.
Yeah.
So.
Very neat.
Yeah.
Well, good. Yeah. Which takes some time, and the lunches aren't always free. You need to know that we're not just coming for free lunch. A lot of times you have to buy it.
Yeah.
Well, very cool, Brianna. Well, thank you for coming in today and sort of educating us on how this works. So for those that'll be interested, we'll have all your links and stuff back on our site when we repost the interview today. So
perfect.
Guys, you can find us at Pecola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us on Pecola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Again, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks.
This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.